You are listening to the Proof Producers Podcast, where we reach the world with the saving power of the gospel of Jesus Christ with the demonstration of the power of the Holy Spirit. We believe that the Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit gives you the ability to experience a never-ending increase in every area of life. If you're ready for a revelation that will take you to the next level, you're in the right place. Here is your host, Pastor Augustine Mpemba Jr.
We've been speaking about what? Algorithm, success. Turn to your neighbor, say success. Success. Tell your neighbor, success. Success. Hallelujah. And if you're watching us online, the title tonight is God's Five Principles for Success with God. Amen. Success is a very important subject. We established that last week because without success, there's very little you could do, right? The world only responds to successful people. That's the truth, right? We know, quote-unquote, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, all these men, you know, who've achieved success, we know them because they're successful. The world has no respect for failures. Are you hearing me? That's why it's important for you to be a success. That's why this is a very important subject in any field you find yourself, anything you find yourself doing. Is Brian here? Can I have a little bit on the monitors? Anything you find yourself doing, you have to be a success. Amen. Are you hearing me? Don't allow yourself to be a mediocre. Don't allow yourself to be average. Don't let yourself be normal. What's the point of being normal? Come on, what's the point of being normal? Who likes normal? Nobody likes normal. Right? Even the people here are a little bit abnormal. I like those type of people. Right? Nobody likes normal. Nobody likes people who live just by the border. Nobody is attracted to people like that. Right? It's real talk, right? Yeah. You got to go beyond. You got to endeavor in your heart to be a success. We established last week that success attracts people to you. When you're successful, you attract people to you. Hallelujah. You know, God, hallelujah, if you're saved here tonight, you've been ordained a child of God, a child of the most successful person ever. Hallelujah. And you're called to be a success. When you were born again, when you gave your life to Jesus, hallelujah, you were born again a success. Are you hearing me? You were saved and born again a success. So success is in your DNA. It's in your DNA. You have it in you. Just got to learn how to work it out. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to mention five keys today. I'll endeavor to mention them real quickly. Five principles or five keys for success with God. Amen. Say success. Success. With God. The world has its own way, hallelujah, of defining success, but God has his own way of defining success. Hello? Yes. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs that the blessing of the Lord makes what? Rich. And adds no what? Sorrow. Any other way to get the blessing to achieve success is full of sorrows. It's full of disaster. But God can bless you, hallelujah. God can make you a success, hallelujah. And you can live your life full of joy, hallelujah, and happiness, no sorrow. Amen. You're not hiding from the IRS. You're not hiding from the police. You are at peace. Amen. Because the blessing of God is upon your life. Praise the Lord. And what I love about the Lord, the person standing in front of you is a village boy from Africa. That should tell you how great our God is. The Bible says in the book of Acts, chapter number 10, verse 34, that God is no respecter of any single person. He doesn't respect color. He doesn't respect race. He doesn't respect background. He does not respect that. He doesn't respect what family you came from. It makes no difference. God only respects faith. Hallelujah. And tonight you can release your faith. Hallelujah. And God will respect your faith and do something for you. Are you hearing me? You can release your faith. I'm not preaching a seminar. I do not endeavor to preach a success seminar or a motivational speech. Hallelujah. I'm giving you truths from God's word that can take you from where you are and pick you up and make you a wonder to your generation. Are you hearing me? I'm sharing truths. If you open your ears tonight and open your heart tonight to listen, God will speak to you. I said, God will speak to you. You can hear the voice of God tonight. Hallelujah. Five keys for success with God. Success God's way. I'm reminded of a story of a great man of God by the name of T.L. Osborne, who at the age of 17, he felt the call of God in his life. At the age of 17, he started preaching. 18, he met his wife, and they pastored for a couple of years, and they felt the call of God at 20 and 21 to go to a nation of called India. Anybody been to India? Wisdom was just in India about a week ago. Our friend was in India. So they went to India to preach the gospel where they saw a need. But the sad thing that happened is they had the right message, but lacked the proof to support their message. You know, tonight I can stand here and tell about the marvelous things, how marvelous our God is. But if I lack the proofs to support my message, you'll still be in doubt. Correct? Right? But what one thing about I like about God that I'm very confident in is God is able to defend himself. Amen? So they went there and they preached, but they liked the proofs. They told the people that Jesus was alive, that Jesus was a Savior. He could wash their sins. He could heal them. But they never had the proofs. That story touches my heart. Because you can have the right message. You can have the right intentions. Hello? But fail to convince your generation because you lack proofs. Did you hear what I just said? You can have the right motives. Oh, I want to become a so-and-so. I want to go out and reach the masses of the world. I want to do A, B, and C. I want to be impactful. But if you lack the proofs, your world will not respect you. And that's exactly what happened to T.L. and Daisy Osborne. They went to India and preached the gospel. No proofs. If your God is alive, let him show himself. If you say from the Bible, can I get a little bit more monitors? If you say from the Bible that your God can heal the sick, let him heal the sick. Here's a crippled man. Let him heal him. You know, in like manner, if you're not a success, people don't pay attention to you. Religion has a way of making people feel guilty for desiring to be a success. It's very interesting. If you succeed and you come around a religious person, say, why do you have that? How are you so young and you have that house and those cars and you're so successful? You have so much money in your bank? People act like that. Religious people act like that. But you know God is never like that. Hello? God desires to prosper you. He said in the book of Jeremiah, I know the plans that I have for you. Not plans of evil. Right? I have good plans for you to give you a hope and an expected end. He told Joshua, meditate upon my word day and night that you may observe to do everything that is written in my word. For then shall you make your way prosperous and then shall you have good success. God is not opposed to success. But, you know, this subject is so important because one of the things that the world, particularly young people, are searching for is success. Hello? Am I the only person who wants to be a success? You know why people get into selling drugs? Get into illegal businesses? They want to be a success. They want to be a success in what they do. They want to have enough to provide for their family. They want to find what? Security. And they tried the world's way. And it ends in so much sorrow. It ends in so much trouble. It ends with men in jail, women in jail, families separated, children with no parents. That's what it ends like. But you know the success God's way. Are you hearing me? God has a way. God has a way to prosper you. God has a way to make you relevant. Are you hearing me? God, I'm telling you, God has his own way of doing it. And his way is full of peace. Hallelujah. His way is full of joy. His way is easy. All you got to do is obey. Isaiah chapter number 1 verse 19, he says, if you only listen to me. I love this scripture. He says, if you only listen to me, if you will only obey, I, this is God speaking, will make you rich. I like that. God wants to make his people rich. God wants to make his people successful. Don't let the world deceive you. God wants you successful. Amen? All right, so I define success. I've been thinking about this because I'm teaching about it every week. So I've been meditating about it. How can you define what success is? And I put it into simple terms. Success is to want what God wants. Let that sink in. Success is to what? Is to want what God wants. Very simple yet very profound. You know, as a young person, you have the choice. Every day you have the choice. I said every day. You have the choice to pursue life the way you see fit or the way the world tells you, or to pursue life and to live your life after the instructions of God's word. You face that decision every single day. And I'm telling you, following God's word for your life at a young age is the best thing you could ever do. Following God's instruction for your life at a young age is the best thing anyone could ever do. Success is to want what God wants. If you can see tonight, if you can imagine tonight, if you can hear carefully and see and picture in your heart and in your mind God's plan for your life, you wouldn't want anything else. Are you hearing me? You wouldn't want anything else. You see, we're singing today, and most of us are just crying to think of the love of God for us and how much he desires for us to prosper and be a success. Have you thought about that? Have you thought of how much he loves you? How much he wants you to succeed? When I think about that, I'm in awe. Why would I choose anything else? Why would I choose the world's way? Why would I choose the world's way of success when God knows best? God wants the best for me. God wants me to prosper. Hallelujah. God wants me to have money. God wants me to have good relationships, to make an impact in my generation. God wants the best for me. Yes. God wants the best for you. He wants the best of everything for you. The Bible says in the book of Romans that if God did not spare his only son, Jesus Christ, but gave him to die for you and I, he says, how much more shall he give us freely everything we ask him? If God would not spare his son, the greatest treasure of heaven, if God would not spare Jesus Christ but sent him to die on the cross for you and I, that's to tell you how much he loves us. Paul said if he could do that, if he gave the best of the best for you because of his love for you, if he gave the best treasure of heaven for you because of his love for you, why would he not give you any other thing? Why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he? I believe in his love. I believe in his love for me. Jesus Christ was the proof that he loves me. Hallelujah. And because of that, I have confidence that he desires the best for me. Are you hearing me? That he desires the best for you. Are you hearing me? Because he gave Jesus. Now when I look at that, I have confidence that God desires the best for me. Praise the Lord. So I choose God's way of success. Now, I define success as wanting what God wants. You know, God has a desire. God has a desire. God wants to do something. God has a purpose. Matthew chapter number 6, when the disciples of John came to Jesus, have you ever read that? It says, Jesus. Well, they said Jesus, but you can say Jesus too. It says, Jesus, teach us how to pray, like John taught his disciples. Then he said, after this manner pray and say this, our Father, you know this prayer, right? Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be what? Your kingdom come, your will, say your will, your plan, your purposes, your desire, your mission be done on earth as it is in heaven. So God has a plan. God has a purpose. God has a mission. Success is wanting what God wants. Success is wanting God's mission. Are you hearing me? He has a mission that he wants to accomplish through your life. He has a specific mission that he wants to accomplish through you. You know what that means? That your life is not a mistake. Your life was ordained by God. The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 1, before I formed you in your mother's womb, before I fashioned you in your mother's womb, I knew you and I ordained you. I had a plan for you. You're not a mistake. Your parents might have told you you came here by mistake, but you're not a mistake. You were in God's plan. Hallelujah. And he has a plan and a mission for you. Hallelujah. So number one, when you embrace God's vision, God's plan for your life, that's the first step to walk in success. When you realize God's mission for your life, you've set yourself to walk in success. Success starts with aligning with God's plan, recognizing his plan. Why are you here tonight? God has a plan for you. This is not a mistake. First time here, second time, this is not a mistake. You're here because God ordained you to be here. Oh, yes. God ordained you to be here because he has something to tell you. He wants to tell you that he loves you. He wants you well. He wants you prosperous. Hallelujah. He wants you to succeed. He wants you to move forward. He doesn't want you stuck where you are. Hallelujah. He wants you to move forward and go ahead and succeed. He wants you free from bondage, from addiction. Are you hearing me? He wants you free, serving him, full of joy and peace, hallelujah, and power and purpose. That's why you're here tonight. That's why you're here tonight. You're here for that purpose because God ordained you to be here. Are you hearing me? To tell you how much he loves you and how much you're not a mistake. Praise the Lord. So success starts with realizing God's mission for your life. So I took a few moments to define mission. You know, mission, M-I-S-S-I-O-N. Where's my English teacher? I just met her. My future English teacher. If I make any mistakes, please be merciful. English is my second language. Amen. So mission, the first M. I'm talking about five keys of success, right? And they're all found in the word mission. The first M, make new roads. I like this. Make new roads. What does that mean? See the possibility. Oh, you see, God has a dream for the world. Right? God has your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God has a vision that he wants to accomplish. God has a dream that he wants to accomplish for the whole world. He sent his son to die what? For the whole world. Every single person. So if I want to succeed God's way, my first priority is to recognize that dream. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Recognize that dream. Make new roads. Open your eyes. From whence, from wherever you are in your life. Let me slow down. This is so good. I want to make sure you hear it. I just woke up. Amen. Oh, I said 1 hour. I'm going to do it in 1 hour. Amen. Make new roads. Come alive to God's dream. You see, the world has a way. Oh, I love you, Jesus. You're awesome. The world has a way to constrain your dreams and your thoughts. So much so, you've limited yourself. You're unable to dream. You're unable to see the way God sees. All you see is your life now. What can I do to get a job? What can I do to make a little money? What can I do? How can I get out of debt? How can I get a car? How can I get a house? But you know, God has a dream that's bigger than that. So if you're going to succeed God's way, you must make new roads. Begin to see. God is bigger than where I am. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I was in my room in Africa in boarding school, and I'm telling you, I was seeing the whole world. If you know my story, I'm going to preach in America, in my room in Africa, in the village. I'm going to preach in America. I'm going to preach to the masses. Hallelujah. Because God challenged me to see beyond my circumstances. To see beyond where I was. You know, we talked about this last week. God took Abraham, when God was making these promises to Abraham. God took Abraham wasn't able to comprehend, so God took him outside at night. He says, "Hey, Abraham, come, Abraham. Abraham, come outside. Get out from your house. Get out from where you are. Come with me." And he took him outside. He says, "Abraham, look up. Abraham, you see the sky?
I see the sky.
You see the stars in the sky?
I do.
Can you count them?"
"No."
Abraham was like, "No, there are too many." He says, "Abraham, as many as those stars are, that's how many children I'll give to you." Yet he was barren. He didn't have any child. He couldn't have any children. God was trying to paint a new picture. God was trying to use this Abraham. Could have chosen a better Abraham, probably him. Yeah, let's not confuse the people. Go sit down. Abraham, come. So he showed Abraham that dream. Abraham didn't catch it the first time. So God said, "Okay, go back to your house." The next day, God is still trying to show Abraham something. Are you following my story? Are you following me? So he came the next day. "Abraham, come with me." They went to the beach in Florida. They went to Naples or something like that. Say, "Abraham."
"Abraham."
Have you read that story before? He said, "Abraham, look at the sand on the seashore. Can you count it?"
"Yep."
"No."
He didn't read his Bible. Impossible to count the sand on the seashore. Says, "You can't count it. But you know what, Abraham? That's how many children I'll give you. So many you wouldn't be able to count." God was trying to paint a picture. I think Abraham got that one. That Abraham, not this one, this Abraham. I gotta work on it. Gotta work on this Abraham. Right? So, catching God's vision. You know, you're not just, where are you from? You're not just from West Virginia. God is bigger than West Virginia. You're not just from Pittsburgh or from Virginia Beach. Virginia. You're not just, I'm not just from Tanzania. No. God is bigger. God's plans are bigger than my village. Well, we already see they're bigger than my village in Africa. God's plans are bigger than where you are now. Way bigger. The question is, can you see it? And then the second question is, will you believe it? If God's going to use you and make your success, you must see God's way. It's vital. You must catch his vision. God wants to use you to impact your entire generation. Hallelujah. And then what I like about God, he don't care where you're from. He don't care what you've done. He does not care. You see, he said to Joshua, I put before you today life and death. You make the choice. He said, but I advise you, choose life that you and your children may live. See, God puts the choice before you. Are you going to see the way I see? Or are you going to remain the way you've always been? You see, one of the things that saddens me, I was talking to one of my interns today. Maybe that's why God has me here and me doing young adults. Maybe to impart something different from the normal, nominal American way of thinking. Maybe that's what it is. Because most American young people, they just want to get a job and work that job for 40 years, and they're done with their life. Live 70 years, no impact, nothing. I want to get that out of you. Dream God's dreams. You see, God is not intimidated with how big you dream, how far you dream. God like Joseph because he was a dreamer. Dream God's big. Make new roads. Expose your mind to the world. Catch God's vision. God's vision is for the whole world. You know how many people there are in the world? Do you just want to impact the 20 people around your life, your uncles and cousins? Is that all you want to do? Catch God's vision. Catch God's vision. So the first M for mission is what? Make new roads. See the possibility for good in our world. See it. Some people say and complain, oh, the world is doomed. Everything is negative. No. Don't see. God doesn't see that way. See the possibility for good. Decide to be a person who makes things happen. Hallelujah. For the betterment of humanity. I want to touch my world. Hallelujah. With the gospel of Jesus. That's my plan. That's my vision. I want to touch my world. God, use me to touch my world. Not just Pittsburgh. Use me to touch the entire world. Hallelujah. Use my life to touch the whole world. Number two. Said M for making new roads. I, the defining mission, right? Invent new solutions to problems of humanity. Such a, you know, if you're going to be a success, you have to love problems. Problems are your opportunity to make an impact. Are you hearing me? Until you fall in love with humanity, God can't use you so much. Most people have limited themselves because they're selfish. Just want this for me and my family, and that's all. See, Jesus died for people. Hello? Black, blue, yellow, brown, hurting people, drug addicts. Yeah, that's the people that Jesus died for. Yes? Prostitutes. Depressed people. Crazy people. Handsome people. Ugly people. Beautiful ladies. Ugly ladies. He died for all of them. He died for people. He loved people. So until I'm teaching how to be a success God's way, right? Because what interests God should begin to interest you. And when what interests God begins to interest you, you become a candidate for God to use. Are you hearing me? So love people. Have a heart for people. Let the problems of humanity move you. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Are we learning something? Are we learning something? Invent new solutions to the problems of humanity and society. What's going on in Pittsburgh that's moving? Like, so much things. What are young people doing in Pittsburgh? Are you moved by the college students who are killing themselves in, or just Pittsburgh? I haven't even talked about the world. Just Pittsburgh. The ones that are lost. Does that move you? When you hear a college student kill themselves, hang themselves in their room, does that move you? Or are you just like, oh, that's just, I don't know them, so I don't care. No. If you're like that, God won't use you. But if you're moved, why? If you're moved by how they feel, you're a candidate for God's power. Are you hearing me? Every time Jesus ever healed any person, if you read the previous scriptures, you see Jesus was moved with compassion. If you want to be an impact, if you want God to use you, be moved by the problems of humanity and endeavor to invent solutions for those problems. Say amen. Amen. Number three, the first S for missions, right? Saving new souls through the loving life force of Jesus through you. Oh, I love this. You see, God's vision. Oh, I just remember a scripture. 1 Timothy. It says, this is a trustworthy saying that Jesus Christ came to die for the ungodly. You see, if remember I said, if you want God to use you, you must embrace God's vision for your life and God's mission. The vision that God has. If you embrace it, God will use you. Are you hearing me? God will use you in spite of what? If you embrace his vision. God's purpose for sending his son was to die for humanity. Did you hear what I just said? That was his purpose, to die for their sins and to reconcile them back to the Father. That's what we call redemption. Are you hearing me? So, if you're going to be a success God's way, you can never avoid God's number one purpose and vision, which is the salvation of souls. If you want God to prosper you in your business, make souls a priority, you'll see. Does it make sense? God, we want God to prosper you in your career, make souls a priority. Make souls a priority. Because outside that, the core center of God showing up on earth through Jesus Christ was to save people. If you take that away, if that's not the center of what you're doing, God won't prosper you. Hello? You see, if you want God to be interested with you, just save souls. It's very simple. Save souls. God will be very interested with you. He's looking for people to save souls. Jesus says, truly, the fields are ripe. There are plenty that ought to be reaped. But the laborers are few. Are you hearing me? So when you sign up yourself to become a laborer in God's field, and fulfilling God's vision to save souls, you become very valuable to God. Are you hearing me? So we're talking about success. But success is not void or absent. You can never neglect the salvation of souls if you want God to use you. Never. In any area. I'm not just talking about preaching. I'm not just talking about being a preacher or man of God. I'm talking about any field of life. Anything God has called you to do. God has called me entertainment. God has called me to become a doctor, a lawyer, all these different careers. God has called me into sports. Whatever God has called you to do, if it's void or soul winning, God's hand is not in there. If you're not on the mission to win souls, if you're not winning souls in the midst of what you're doing, God is not interested in that. There's no glory for him in that. Are you hearing me? So if you want to be a success, make sure you're a soul winner. Make sure you're a soul winner. Make sure you're reaching out like how you reached out to your friend. How you reach out to your friend. Come, let's go to church. That's soul winning. The Bible says that God pays good wages to the laborers. The people who work for him to win souls. He pays them. Are you hearing me? So make sure you're a good soul winner. Saving new souls through the loving life force of Jesus Christ through you. Say amen.
Amen.
Number four, the second S, sowing new seeds. Oh, hallelujah. Sowing new seeds. That's exactly what's happening tonight. I'm sowing new seeds into your heart. I'm sowing the seed of God's word, God's ideas, God's thoughts into your heart, God's vision. If you're going to be a success, sow new seeds. Sow new seeds. Seeing the unlimited potential in every human being. You know, inside of you, there's a seed of greatness. Hello? If you recognize that seed of greatness and you water it and you take care of it, it will grow and produce seeds. Are you hearing me? Sowing new seeds. Sow seeds. You know, the Bible says in the book of Genesis, chapter number 1, a divine ordained principle. It says, so long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall never cease. You know that what that means? Oh, can I share a story? You want a story? You guys won't believe this story, but it's true, it happened. I used to be a very naughty boy in school, very bad. I was terrible. I was a heathen, I was wicked, I was unsaved. I mean, I know like pastor's kids have like good, nice stories about how their life was. Mine was not. I'm telling you, I was a pastor kid, but I was like straight from hell. For real. And I had done something in school, and can you believe it? I got kicked out of school. I got expelled. Oh, yes. And I'm also, you can't believe it. You think I'm an angel. I just appeared from it. No, it's not true. She said, psh. But I remember I was called to the principal's office, and my parents were there, to the shock of my life. I thought that was it. I thought my parents were there. And if you know anything about African parents, you know, they will whoop you until. So I was scared. And we had the meeting, was short because I was getting expelled, so there's really nothing to defend yourself. They had made the decision. So I remember we left the office, went into the car. I had to get my bags, so my parents were in the car, so I walked in the car, and I'm like crying, you know. You know, sin will make you stupid, you know. I'm like weeping and crying, and my parents are quiet, which is like the worst thing. Say something, you know. Let me know what you're thinking. You know, they're just quiet. And we're driving, going home. They're disappointed. You can tell they're disappointed, quiet. And then my dad turns while driving, and he just says this. He quotes a scripture, which is like, ah. Worst time to quote a scripture, you know. But I've never forgotten that scripture. Galatians. Chapter number 3, 4. It says, do not be deceived. That's what he taught. This, he turned around and says this, do not be deceived. Right? It says, whatsoever a man sows, that shall he reap. Man, those words fell like a hammer. I can never forget it. Do not be deceived. Whatsoever a man sows, shall he what?
Reap.
Where is it? Galatians 4? 6 verse what?
6.
6 verse 6.
Or
7. 6 verse 7. And I sowed whatever I sowed, I won't tell you today. That's a story for another day why I got expelled. And I reaped it. And the world works that way. Are you hearing me? That's a principle from God. God established in Genesis. So long as this earth remains, what you sow, you will always reap. You sow goodness, you reap goodness. You come here and you sow seeds of God's word, seed of God healing, you reap God's healing. Doesn't make sense? I'm sowing tonight seeds of hope, seeds of faith, seeds of success in your heart. Does that make sense? And I'm telling you, I'll reap it. Hello? I will. I will. And if you learn how to sow seeds in your life, right? Learn how to sow to see the best of people's potentials and water those seeds. Or sow seeds for your own life. You will reap from it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So you have to, if you're going to be a success, learn how to sow seeds. I said last week, learn how to envision where you're going. Put stuff in your room. It's spiritual. You become what you see. This is a seed. As you're seeing it, it's cultivating the seed that's inside of you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Seeing the unlimited potential of every human being. Help people become God's best. Because when you're sowing a seed in helping people, you're actually helping yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, seed new ideas into the minds of people. Some of you are thinking. Some of you are dreaming now. I seeded God's word in you. Now you're dreaming beyond getting a job at Wendy's. Now you're actually thinking, oh, wow, I might have a future, a great future. I might be able to impact, my city. Right? Seed new ideas into people's minds. The world works by a seed principle. Amen? All right. The next I should move faster. I said 1 hour. Jesus Christ. Inspire new discoveries. Inspire new discoveries. Inspire people. Help them. People are lonely and depressed. If you want to be a success, you have to do these things. Inspire other people. Inspire greatness in people. Help them see what they're able to do. Give them opportunity if you're able to do that. Inspire new discoveries. Help them discover the best of God in them. Amen? I'm moving faster. Number 6, open new doors. Open new doors. It says, seeing the loss of productivity, those who are lost in their low self-image and low self-esteem, open new doors for them to experience the unlimited love of God. The world is hurting. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. I'll leave my notes. The world is hurting. Have you ever thought about that? You know, hear God's cry. Hear. You want God to use you? I'm sure if you want God to make you a success.
Yeah.
Hear his cry for the hurting people. Hear, open your ear. I pray, God, open my ear. Who's hurting? I told you, problems are your opportunity for God to use you. You want to do beyond just getting a job? You want to do just beyond just working the same job for, you know, 40 years, getting two promotions? You want to go beyond that? Here, open your ears. Hear God's cry. You know, he sent his son to die for people. Hear people's problems are your opportunity. Are you hearing me? Hear the cry of God for young people who are dying out of fentanyl. Hear that. Allow yourself to hear that. Allow yourself to be moved by that. You want God to use you? That's what God is interested about, that. He came to die for those people. So if you can hear God's cry, allow it to move you. And then give your life in service to help those people. God will use you. Are you hearing me? Oh, I'm telling you. I want to show you. This is God's way. The people God uses, they're moved by something. Beyond themselves, beyond their necessary needs, beyond getting a car and a house and a job, they're moved by something. They're moved by God's cry for the people. God's cry for college students. Are you moved by that? Does that still move you? God's cry for hurting mothers, single mothers. Does that move you? God's cry for people in the projects. Does that move you? If God has privileged you and blessed you to have a good life, do you see beyond that? Do you see beyond the material things? Are you able to hear God's cry for people who are hurting? For those who are called into ministry, are you hearing God's cry? That's what God is interested in. When he appeared to Paul, he said, I've appeared to you for this reason, to make you a witness and a minister, to go and save the Gentiles, to turn them from darkness to light, from the kingdom of Satan unto God. Are you hearing God's cry? We're talking about success God's way. Success God's way starts with you hearing. His cry. Are you hearing me? When you hear his cry and say, Lord, I avail myself. I give myself to be used by you. And then you start making steps in that direction, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised how much God can use you. You'd be surprised how far God can take you. Hallelujah. You'd be surprised. It doesn't matter where you're from. You'd be surprised. God would take you around the world. I've chosen to embrace God's dream for my life. Because, listen to this, my dream, my desires, my wants, the things that I long for, the things that I wish to have, they're all encapsulated in God's dream. Does that make sense? Everything you want is in God's dream. When you go out seeking, you see the Bible says the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which is lost. When you go out like Jesus, seeking to save people, the hurting, seeking to help others, I'm telling you, everything you are looking for is found in that. There's so much joy. I mean, when someone gets saved, you know, have you ever experienced the joy of salvation? It's glorious. So much peace. Fulfilling God's dream for your life. Say amen. Amen. All right. I have 10 more minutes. Praise the Lord. These four things, if you're writing, put you in target or in position to flow with God. These four things encapsulate this whole subject of success. Number one, self-discovery. Discover who you are. Now that you're saved, discover who you are. You're a child of God, right? Know who you are. Number two, self-development. Develop yourself. Reach out to others. Develop yourself to reach out to others. Help others. If you're going to be a success, you have to do that. Number three, self-discipline. I like this one. Amen. Self-discipline. Make Jesus your standard for life. Make him your standard. He reached out to people. He healed people. Make him your standard. He loved people. He took care of people. People loved him. He knew how to speak to people. He was kind to people. He cared for people. He was moved by people's problems. Make him your standard. Discipline yourself to do that. He prayed to his Father. Discipline your life to be like that. Number four, self-fulfillment. Reproduce yourself and others. Praise the Lord. Several things that are important. Praise God. Are you being blessed tonight? I'm endeavoring to finish. Self-identity. Praise the Lord. So we defined success as doing what God wants, fulfilling God's vision. Now I'm going to quickly highlight for those who are writing. This is just for writing. And then I think we'll go through these during during our Bible studies. Yes. So make sure you don't miss Bible studies. We will crack this open. It's beautiful. Amen. So five keys to success with God. Quickly. Number one, your identity. Know who you are. Praise the Lord. Success starts with a clean slate with God. You're a child of God. When you get saved, I'm telling you, you become a child of God. You have a clean slate with the Lord. A born again being hooked up with his creator. Know who you are, your identity. Number two, know your priority. Praise the Lord. Know your priority. Your priority should be God's priority. To save souls. Praise the Lord. To impact your generation. Know that. Praise the Lord. Our priority is to help people discover who they are. Amen. Number three. Oh, I like this. This is the basis of why I do what I do. Why you should do what you should be doing. Amen. I'm calling it your credibility, your proof. And it's based on Hebrews chapter number 13 verse 8. Our credibility, why are we moved to do what we're doing? Why am I teaching this today? Why am I sharing this with you today? Why am I confident that if you take this message and put it to work, it will produce fruits in your life? Why am I confident? I am confident because of Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8. Hello? I'm confident because Hebrews 13 verse 8 says that Jesus Christ, right, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's my confidence. This message works because of that. He doesn't change. Are you hearing me? He doesn't change. The same Jesus that walked the streets of Galilee, the same Jesus that walked the street of Jerusalem has not changed. The same Jesus that cleansed the leper, raised the dead, healed the sick, cast out devils, he does not change. The same Jesus that went on the cross and died for people has not changed. He still loves people. Are you hearing me? This is my credibility. This is why I believe in this message, because he has not changed. Hallelujah. He has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when you go and share this message, when you embrace the things that I'm teaching you this night and put them into practice, hallelujah, the same Jesus that confirmed the words of the apostle will confirm your words. Amen. The same Jesus that prospered them will prosper you. Hallelujah. The same Jesus that made them impactful will make your life impactful. He has not changed. You see, oh, I'm telling you, this is the basis of our belief that Jesus has not changed. He appeared to John chapter in Revelation chapter 1, he appeared to John and said, "Hey, behold, I was dead, but I am alive, and I live forevermore." Hallelujah. He's alive. He's our motivation. He's why we do what we do. Hallelujah. He's alive. And because he's alive, he can be trusted to confirm his word. Hallelujah. You can trust him with your life. I say you can trust him with your future. You can trust him with your dreams. You can trust him. He's trustworthy. Hallelujah. He's not a dead God. He's not that dead God, Allah. He's not that dead God, Buddha. Jesus is alive.
Hallelujah.
He's the living God. That's the basis of our confidence. I can speak boldly because Jesus is alive.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And he has not changed. Hallelujah. And tonight he'll touch you. I said tonight he'll touch you. He'll heal you. He'll bless you. He'll prosper you. He'll start you on a journey of success tonight. Because he's alive. That's the basis of our message. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we said, our identity, our priority, our credibility, our prosperity. Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Our prosperity. If you're going to be successful, you need to be prosperous. Say amen. And then the most important point, our last one, our opportunity. You know, our opportunity. Our opportunity. Say, my opportunity.
My
opportunity to serve God. My opportunity to live for him. My opportunity to become an impactful man and woman for him. I have an opportunity. I have a choice. You have a choice tonight. Say, Lord, use my life, my opportunity. Everyone has that opportunity to decide to be used by God. Are you hearing me? Everyone has that opportunity to become a success. Everyone has that choice to decide to become a success. To decide to forget the past. To forget the past. To let go of the trauma. To let go of the pains of the past. You have that choice. And you have that opportunity even tonight. If you're going to be successful, you have to recognize your opportunity. Your choice to decide to move forward. To decide to be different from your family. To decide to choose a better life. To decide, I'm not going to be the same way my parents were. I had good parents. They loved me. But I'm not going to follow their path because that wasn't the path of God. It's a choice. It's a choice. Tell anybody, it's a choice. Tell them until they hear, say, it's a choice. Tell them, you have a choice tonight. Yes, you have a choice. You're going to be successful. Recognize the choice. I have a choice tonight. To choose God's way of success. I have a choice. To embrace God's ideas. Not the world's ideas. To embrace God's plans for my life. I have a choice. I have a choice. I have a choice. I choose God's way. You know, one of the devil's strategies is to get you hooked up to a way of thinking that is totally against God's way or prescribed way of thinking. And he makes you feel powerless. But you have a choice. You see, your will is greater than the devil's power.
Yes, that's good.
I was raised in poverty, but I have a choice. I refuse to be like that.
Yeah, that's right.
I was raised in a household where they spoke negatively to everybody, but I'm going to be different.
Yeah.
I have a choice.
Hallelujah.
I was raised in a family where my dad beat up my mom. I'm going to be different.
Amen.
I have a choice. I have an opportunity to choose God's way. I'm going to raise my family in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. I'm going to treat my children right. I have a choice. It's a choice. I said it's a choice. It's a choice to become better. It's a choice to think differently. It's a choice to embrace God's plans for your life. It's a choice to believe. I believe what God has said concerning me. Are you hearing me? It's a choice. It's not any spooky thing. It's a choice. I want that to sink in. It's a choice. I'm going to become better. It's a choice. I decide from today to become better. It's a choice. It's a choice. It's a choice. I've decided to not live the nominal American life. I've decided I'm going to follow God's plan for my life. I've decided. It's a choice. It's a choice. I said it's a choice. Choose ye this day. It's a choice. I'm going to raise a better family. It's a choice. I've decided to believe God's word. You know, he said in the book of Isaiah 54, he says, whose report will you believe? Oh, yes. Whose report will you believe? Because the wonderful thing, let me tell you something. Maybe I'll close with this. The wonderful thing, Isaiah 54, let's look at it, last scripture. Then we'll pray together. Are you learning something tonight?
Yes.
Say, I have a choice.
I have a choice.
And I choose God's way for my life.
And I choose God's way for my life.
Come on, say it by yourself. Say, I have a choice.
I have a choice.
And I choose God's way
for my life.
I choose God.
I choose the best.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 54. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 53, sorry. Verse 1. The Bible says, Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Did you see that? Let's read another translation. It says, who has believed our message? And to whom has the Lord revealed his powerful arm? Oh, hallelujah. That's why a great man of God says, when your faith says yes, God can never say no. Hello? When you believe God's word, the arm of God is stretched out in your direction. The power of God is stretched out in your direction to help you. When you decide today, hallelujah, I choose to be a success. I choose to live my life after God's precepts. God's power comes to help you. Who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Amen. So you can choose tonight and say the devil is a liar, is a bastard. The devil is a liar. The devil has oppressed me too long. I choose today to walk out of this prison door. It's simple. I choose today to be free from this addiction. I choose today. I decide today. Enough is enough. I choose today to walk out, to live a different life. I choose today to follow Jesus with all my heart. And the Bible says when you do that, God's hand is stretched out to you. Oh, I like that. When you decide, when you believe and decide, God's arm is stretched out to you to help you. Simple but profound. Lord, I refuse to believe the lies of the enemy concerning my life. And I choose to believe your plans concerning my life. I choose to believe that you have a great purpose for me. I choose to believe that you desire to prosper me and raise me up and bless me and use me to impact my generation. I choose right now from my heart to believe that. When you do that, the power of God is released in your direction to help you. It's very simple. Are you hearing me? It's very simple. The power of choice. If you're going to be successful, you must exercise your power of choice. I refuse to be tossed around by the devil, tossed around by circumstances. I put my foot to the ground. I believe God's word concerning me, and I receive God's power to accomplish everything his word has said concerning me. Simple but profound. I am moving forward by the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, sometimes I talk to myself like this. Oh, yeah, I see what's happening, but I'm moving forward. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. I've marked out my path, and that's exactly where I'm going. I've decided I'm going this way. Come, whatever comes. That's where I'm going. Your power of choice. God honors your power of choice. Say amen. Amen. And I see you choosing God's way tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Say amen.
To get daily teaching from Augustine and to follow our event schedule around the world, please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Be sure to subscribe to the Proof Producers Podcast. By partnering with Proof Producers, you will help us take the saving and healing power of Jesus to the world. Your giving changes lives forever. For more information, visit us online at AugustineMpemba.com. Thank you for your prayer and financial support.